Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I want to show you all the exact moment that Fox News host Brian Kilmeade was forced to give a weak apology live on air after making disturbing remarks about homeless people throughout America. Now, multiple days back, Brian Kilmeade said that homeless people should face, quote, involuntary lethal injection or just be killed. Now, even his Fox News co-hosts were stunned in the moment, but this largely flew under the radar until people online began to place a lot of pressure. The Adam Mockler channel, we place pressure, the Midas Touch Network placed pressure, and finally, Brian Kilmeade was forced to give this weak-ass apology. But I'm going to take it a step further. I think Fox News should, at the very minimum, fire Brian Kilmeade. While they're at it, they need to fire Jesse Waters, because these Fox News hosts need to be able to connect the dots in their minds. Connect the dots between the insane, inflammatory rhetoric they use live on air in front of millions of Americans and some sort of consequences for their actions, like being fired from their job. And honestly, it's just applying the same standard to both sides. Just a few days ago, we saw an MSNBC host get fired. Matthew Dowd instantly got fired by MSNBC over his Charlie Kirk remarks, essentially just saying that if you are a hateful person, you will receive hate back. After this, we have seen hundreds of more left-leaning people get fired from their jobs, and nobody has said anything nearly as bad as what Brian Kilmeade said to millions of Americans live on air in this clip right here. This was the one that happened a few days ago, the original clip.
Billions of dollars to mental health and the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you, and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
Right.
Or involuntary lethal injection. He says it with such callousness and coldness. And there's even a moment where I think his co-host, Lawrence Jones, begins to agree. This is how I read it. He begins to agree, then he reels himself back once he hears what Brian Kilmeade says. Listen to it again.
Be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill him.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
That is absolutely absurd, and the consequences have not met what he said. He should be fired for this. Instead, he gets this weak scripted apology where they actually promote his 10 p.m. show at the bottom. If you read the chyron, which is at the bottom of the screen, it says One Nation with Brian Kilmeade tonight at 10 p.m. So they're just promoting his show in his apology. This is weak, and Fox News continues to divide the country. As I said, I've seen person after person after person get fired or canceled by the right for comments that they made about Charlie Kirk. Yet Brian Kilmeade's allowed to go on air and just say this. This is the problem with the double standards. You know, a few weeks ago, I posted a video about Donald Trump essentially declaring war on Chicago. He posted an AI image of Chicago under attack from the Department of War. And I titled the video, Trump Declares War on Chicago, something to that effect. Now, right-wingers were trying to cancel me online by saying that I was being divisive, that I shouldn't say if Trump is declaring war. I was like, guys, you just not want me to cover his actual words? So now me covering the words of the president is more divisive than what the president is saying? And if we apply that same framework here, the clip I just played, they call for involuntary lethal injection. That is actual fascist stuff. That is what they do in fascist regimes. That's not a word that I throw around willy-nilly. I'm not somebody that calls people fascist. I don't think that's generally productive in a conversation, but involuntary lethal injection or forced injection of people who are homeless or vulnerable is literally what they do in fascist regimes. But me calling that out is going to be twisted as divisive in some way because I'm using the word fascist. You see the double standards here? They can say the insane stuff live on air, But when we call it out, they claim that we are the divisive ones. Let me play this clip of Brian Kilmeade apologizing for the comments that he made multiple days back.
And it actually happened when we were together on Wednesday, Lawrence. In the morning, we were discussing the murder of Irina Zaruska in Charlotte, North Carolina, and how to stop these kinds of attacks by homeless, mentally ill assailants, including institutionalizing or jailing such people so they cannot attack again. Now, during that discussion, I wrongly said they should get lethal injections. I apologize for that extremely callous remark. I'm obviously aware that not all mentally ill homeless people act as the perpetrator did in North Carolina, and that so many homeless people deserve our empathy and compassion. Lawrence, back to you.
You're asking me to believe that this guy just realized over the past 5 days that homeless people deserve empathy. How old is, let me see, Brian Kilmeade appears to be 61 years old, and he was born in New York. And age isn't always a function of experience, but I'm just not buying that over the past 5 days, a 61-year-old all of a sudden had some great realization that homeless people are actually people. No, this was a weak apology that was scripted by Fox News to save face because we've been applying pressure. The scary thing is, this clip was recorded on Wednesday, and it went completely under the radar. No one would have caught this clip of Brian Kilmeade if it weren't for ASIN, who works for the Midas Touch Network, if it weren't for the Midas Touch Network themselves, the Adam Mockler channel. We made so many clips about this. I made a video about it. We tagged Fox News in the video multiple times. So this flew under the radar until public pressure mounted, which shows that we do have a voice. But again, he should be fired for this. Now, Fox News did not decide to tone it down. Just last night, Fox News then claimed the transgender movement is essentially responsible for a lot of these shootings that we see happen, which is absurd, dude. Over and over, it's not a competition, but over and over, we've seen people that look more like me, like young white males, doing this over and over and over and over. And then there's one shooting where somebody is apparently roommates with a transgender person, and that's their proof. The reporting just shows that Tyler Robinson was living with a transgender roommate. So, I mean, before I play this clip, Melanie points out 98% of mass shooters are men, 57% are straight white men, and only 0.11% are trans, meaning they're actually underrepresented in the trans population. Fox News is right-wing fan fiction, not news. On Fox News, homeless people should be involuntarily put down while we should be targeting other vulnerable communities like trans people. It's insane.
But the fact that the boyfriend slash roommate slash partner is, you know, transitioning and the transgender movement just seems to be extremely problematic these days. And many of the mass shootings that we're seeing in this instance, it was the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
What are they talking about here? Okay, so at first, it was supposed to be a transgender shooter. That's what they were claiming. They were saying the shooter was transgender. Nancy Mace even said that on Capitol Hill for no reason. Then they were claiming the shooter was some sort of gay person, then some sort of other minority. But then after it was found out to be a straight white male via the photos, they were kind of quiet for a day. And now their new line of attack is that this person had a roommate that might have been transitioning in the future or the next few months, but hadn't really started transitioning, but was thinking about it, and that Tyler's ideology was so weak before that that is what radicalized him. I think it's just a lot more likely that he was sucked down an internet rabbit hole, an algorithmic rabbit hole. And that, combined with an upbringing around a bunch of guns, created the perfect scenario for somebody to become radicalized through the internet and then enact real-world violence. You see it time and time again. And Fox News is not looking for actual solutions or actual answers. They are going around saying insane, insane shit and then apologizing for that insane shit rather than actually holding themselves accountable in any meaningful way and then misrepresenting stats. The transgender movement is not responsible for this shooting. It's absolutely absurd. It was some crazy young white dude, as it always is, who got radicalized online, yet this won't stop Fox News from picking on vulnerable populations. Really, not just picking on vulnerable populations. Remember what they want to do to homeless people. I'm going to leave it there. And we will continue to report responsibly and with empathy on this show. You'll never catch us saying some crazy, crazy stuff like that. We're always applying empathy to these situations because I know the type of future that I want to see in America. We'll keep building towards it. If you want to as well, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.